third in the league in hitting. And also fifth in doubles. Austin Ball also fifth in doubles at number two in run score. Plays first base, bat sixth. Kyle Russell at second base will hit seventh. Caleb Hill, six stitches in the lip after that collision in home plate. And he's back in the lineup tonight. He's in left field and hitting eighth. Manny Jackson behind the plate will hit ninth. And Philip Bryant on the mound for State College in this one. The unofficial mayor of Little Rock is 0-2, seven strikeouts, four walks. Last time out on the 29th of July, went 4 1/3, took the loss at Frederick. 7 hits, 4 runs, struck out three, did not walk a batter. And I just want to salute on our first pitches tonight, Lincoln Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Hannah and Jevin Stone, or excuse me, Lincoln Stone, excuse me, his brother's Kennedy. Lincoln Stone, I want to pay tribute to Lincoln Stone tonight.
Yes.
Because Lincoln Stone went out, threw a first pitch, the son of Hannah and Jevin Stone.
Yep.
And threw a great pitch, right? His brother, by the way, had on his Jackie Robinson jersey tonight.
Yes.
The Brooklyn Dodgers Jackie Robinson jersey.
That old English B.
Yep.
Classic.
His brother said, Hannah told me, when they were leaving the Stone household today, when they were leaving, he said, we're going to the ballpark. He says, well, I've got to wear my Jackie Robinson jersey. Right? That was exciting. That's
absolutely.
You know what? It's great. It's Jev and Hannah, known them for so long, and just watching the kids grow up is phenomenal. It really is. All right, time now for the national anthem.
We honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
The Clarence Community Orchestra, along with their outstanding choir. You're a big fan of Clarence.
Sure am.
What's your clearance, Clarence? What's your vector, Victor? We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Spikes at Trenton, game two of this abbreviated two-game series. Spikes won last night 9-3 defensively. Austin Ball at first, Kyle Russell at second. Parker Cadoux at short, Cam Buford at third. Caleb Hill in left, Austin Rocaforte in center. And Cooper Hexton right with Manny Jackson behind the plate. The umpires for this evening's game, Steve Oakes behind the plate. Brian DeMonico will be down at first, and Dustin Fields at third. So set to go here. The opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your local flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Ryan Vogel will lead it off. Vogel last night went 1 for 4 with a double. It's in there for a strike. Good start for Bryant. 84 degrees at game time. Under beautiful, clear skies. Pitch. It's in tight to Vogel. 1-1. Wind is blowing to right about 5 miles per hour. And that pitch misses a ball, 2 balls and a strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. And that pitch is in there. It's going to be 3 balls and a strike. Again, this is what Bryant needs to do. Bryant needs to work and stay away from the walks. This season at Grambling, he had more walks than strikeouts. And the 3-1. It's up high, 4. Again, that's going to be the issue. The issue, if he can tamp that down, he's only had 4. That's only the 5th walk he's given up as a State College Spike. Santino Rosso in last night's game went 2 for 4. He drove in a run. Batting from the left side. Rosso now at 241 with a home run, 6 knocked in, and a double. Middle infield double play depth. The Spikes turned 2 last night. Throw over to first, and Vogel gets back. And Vogel, have to keep an eye on him. 6 stolen bases. He is 5th in the league in stolen bases right now. And the pitch. That's a breaking ball for a strike. So he did that right out of the gate with Vogel. Got a first pitch strike, but then eventually lost him and walked him. Throw to first again on the quick turn and slid back in under the Austin Ball tag. Everybody else final. Mahoning Valley beat Williamsport today. West Virginia beat Frederick. Frederick's here starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Everyone missed it. It's a 1-1 the count. 3-game set with Frederick at 6:35. All 3 games, 6:35. West Virginia beat them today. And there goes Vogel. And that's foul to our left. Oh, right at Rodney Martin's box. Whoa. May have to get security for Rodney over there. 1-2 the count on Rosso. Vogel out to his lead at first. He is 6 for 7 in stolen bases. The pitch. Outside for a ball, evens the count at 2-2. Shadow halfway between home plate and the mound on this Sunday night. We started at 6:36, only 10 minutes earlier than last night. Here's the pitch. Vogel goes. That's on the ground. Base hit right field. Vogel on his way to third. Charged in right field by Cooper Hex, who just lobs it back in. First and third and nobody out. In this homestand, the Spikes have given up a run in the first inning in all three games. And here is Jack O'Reilly. Jack last night went 1-for-4, including a double play, reached on an infield hit. O'Reilly at 298, no home runs, 8 knocked in with 5 doubles. There goes the runner Rosso, and it's dropped by Jackson on the transfer. I don't know if Manny was going to throw it or not, but Rosso will get the steal. He's now 4-for-4 in stolen bases. 0-1 the count on O'Reilly. Nobody out as Bryant goes set at the letters and deals. In the dirt, good job by Manny to block it. 1-1 the count. 320 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Bryant goes set, second and third, nobody out. There's a terrific curveball that time that drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. The wall is 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion in left, goes to 8 feet high at the gigantic new video board in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 1-2. On the ground, foul. Passed to Donna Smith, coaching down at third. Walls 21 feet high in Pittsburgh at PNC Park to honor Roberto Clemente. And his number 21 here, it's 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. 1-2. It's on the ground, high chopper in the hole, backhanded there. And Cadu does not make the throw because he doesn't want the runner from second to advance. A run scores, third. Check it, fourth straight home game in this homestand where the opponent has scored a run in the first inning. That'll be an infield hit. There's still nobody out. So first and second with nobody out, and here's Anthony Abatini, who is the McDonald strikeout guy. Anthony last night went 1-for-4. He did strike out in the eighth inning. Abatini hitting 302 with no home runs, 9 knocked in with 3 doubles. First pitch swinging, fouls it down the left field line and into the Geisinger kids zone and out of play. It's 0-1. Getting ahead hitters hasn't been the issue. It's putting them away. 4 hitters, 4 first pitch strikes. Bryant checks second. On its way. High in the air, center field, Rocaforte going bad. He's got it measured, front of the track, makes the catch. The runners will tag. They'll move up 91 out. Rosso goes to third. O'Reilly goes to second. And Abatini with a productive out to center. Hunter Durow. Last night, Durow was 2-for-4, including a home run, a solo shot in the fifth inning. He also singled the left in the ninth. Durow at 325, now with 2 home runs, 11 knocked in, and 3 doubles. Second and third with 1 out. And Brian deals. Curveball for a strike. He's 5-for-5 on first pitch strikes. Oh, and won the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 90 that time, 0-2. He could use one right here. He could use a strikeout. Ball even at the bag at first. Buford a couple steps back at third. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. Second and third, one out, 0-2. That's on the ground to second. That'll get a run. Backhanded there by Russell. Throws in time. Two outs, run scores, and Durow gets the RBI. 2-0 Trenton.
Right fielder number 62.
So Rosso scores. O'Reilly goes to third. And here's Pete DeRocher, the former Spike. DeRocher, off the bench last night, went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Pete at 182, home run and two knocked in. And that first pitch misses a ball. It's 1-0. He started him out with a curveball that time. Beautiful night. 84 degrees. Comfortable. 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Gets even at 1-1. Matt Sweeney coaching down at first. Adonis Smith is over at third. And a wave and a miss there. It's 1-2. 2-0 Trenton, top of the first. In the fourth straight game, the opponent has scored in the first inning. Right out of the gate. The Spikes have a tendency to come back from such things. Here's the 1-2 on the ground to third. Buford backs up. He's got it. Fires. Got him. Inning is over. So he settles down and gets the last three. But between the beginning and the end, two runs on two hits and one left. And at the end of a half inning, Trenton 2, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
So, bottom half of the first inning, and Jackson Balzan on the mound, and he's been really good. No record of 1.29 ERA. This will be his fourth start. 14 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, only 2 of them earned. He has struck out 11, walked 6. He's hit 1. He is number 5 in the league with a 1.29 ERA. He is number 4 in the league in batting average against at 143. And Austin Rocaforte will lead it off for State College. Austin last night went 0-for-1 with 2 walks, stole 2 bases, scored a run at 250, no home runs, 5 knocked in with 2 doubles and a triple. Bats on the right side. The pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. Lastings Millage, the coach at first. Outside corner for a strike, it is 1-1. 2-0 Trenton here in the bottom of the first. Gentle breeze blowing to right. It's in the dirt, 2-1. Rocaforte stole 2 last night. Of course, Balzan being a left-handed hitter can keep left-handed pitcher can keep them close on the ground. Foul just wide of the bag at first. Rolls all the way down to the Spikes' bullpen. They'll have to open the gate and come out and get it. It turns out they're going to get help from Pete DeRocher, their former teammate, to throw it back in. 2-2 the count. A little bit of haze down the mountain range tonight toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte as the pitch is delivered down low and inside, full 3-2. A little haze, just a little bit, shrouding Tussie Mountain, the ski area, which is right over the right field grandstand, maybe about 5-6 miles away from here. Of course, Mountain Indy perfectly framing this park. Here's the 3-2, low and outside. He walks again. So that's three walks in this series for Austin. Got 9 walks in the season. He's 4-for-6 in stolen bases. But, of course, Jackson Balzan's a left-handed pitcher. So he'll be staring right at him. And here's Cooper Hext. Typical Cooper Hext night. He went 2-for-4 with a double, stole two, knocked in a run, scored three last night at 3.28, 2 home runs, 14 knocked in, 7 doubles, 4 triples. And the pitch. First pitch swinging, popped it up in the infield. Third baseman Fontaboa will take it himself, and he finally makes the catch. Made a little dramatic there. And here's Parker Kudu, the shortstop. Parker went 1-for-2 last night with a double. He knocked in a run. He scored a run. Leads the league at 395. No home runs and 8 knocked in with 2 doubles, 2 triples. Also 5th in the league in slugging percentage. 2-0 Trenton, bottom of the first. And the pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rocaforte, as Balzan was going to the plate, took one step toward the bag. So he's trying to get a read on this guy. It's not easy. It's a good lead. Balzan to the plate. Outside corner again. It's 0-2. Middle infield double play depth. Balls at averaging nearly 5 innings per start. The 0-2. Swing it. A strike three. First strikeout. And here's Cam Buford. Buford last night went 1-for-4, knocked in a run, stole a base at 268, 2 home runs, a league leading 19 knocked in, takes a strike, it's 0-1. 3 doubles, 2 triples. Rocaforte, really, that's his largest lead yet at first. And to the plate. Outside for a ball, level at 1-1. Knocks Preston on deck, 2 outs. Rocaforte on first, 2-0 Trenton in the bottom of the first. Terrific Sunday night crowd on hand here. Balls into the plate, swing and a miss, a little bit late on that fastball at 88, 1-2 the count. It's the second time Rocaforte started to take a step back toward first as he delivered. He's got that high leg kick, but he does it in such a way where you're not sure if he's going to first or the plate. And to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Second strike out of the inning. No runs, no hits. A strand one at the end of one. 2-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Top of the second inning and back to work. Trenton with a 2-0 lead. And it'll be Jesse Fontebowa, the former Spike, to lead it off, to be followed by Joaquin Monkey. At first pitch, swinging to right field, late jump, but put away by Hexton right field. Stumbled just a bit on the jump, but then he was able to get his footing and make the play. Joaquin Monkey at the plate. Monkey at 333. No home runs, two knocked in with two doubles. Did not play in last night's game. They only carry two catchers, the other one being Chris Reeder. Foul straight back to the screen. Their first pitch swing here. It's 0-1. So eight hitters, seven first pitch strikes for Philip Bryant. Monkey waits, and here's the pitch. It's up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. Two nothing. Battapaglia is on deck. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Maybe a couple steps back and left by Hill. Outside for a ball, 2-1 the count, with 91 with the fastball that time, but missed. Off day tomorrow, and then Frederick here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all 6:35 starts. And the pitch. In the air, center field, Rocaforte going toward right center. Austin's there, puts it away to gone. Ian Battapaglia to the plate. He went 0-for-4 in last night's game with a couple of strikeouts. Battapaglia at 235 with no home runs, eight knocked in with three doubles and two triples. Bats from the right side. Shadow now beyond the pitcher's mound. Rest of the field still in sunshine. Line foul, first base side, over the roof and out of play. It's 0-1. So nine hitters, eight first pitch strikes for Bryant. That part's been good. He has settled down after the opening three batters. The 0-1. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. 90 with the fastball. He's been trying to stay in that outer edge. Hasn't really busted anybody inside yet. And Phillip goes set to the plate. Bounced that one. It was a purpose pitch. Battapaglia is the one that ended up getting it on the bounce himself. He'll throw that ball out. New baseball. 1-2 the count. Top of the second inning. 2-0 Trenton. And Bryant delivers. Low and outside, even at 2-2. It's Battapaglia. He'll still a little deeper in left. Rocaforte normal in center. Same story for Hexton right. Infield back, no shift. 2-2 the count. Bryant delivers. Inside corner, called strike three, got him. Bryant is now retired six in a row as he gets his first strikeout of the ballgame. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. 2-0 Trenton to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the second inning. Spikes down 2-0. And the Spikes will come to the plate with the designated hitter, and that is Knox Preston. Preston on a roll. At 315 overall, home run 15, knocked in, 5 doubles, a triple. That one misses. It's a ball, 1-0 the count. In the second half, Preston's hitting 372. That's good for third in the league. 605 slugging percentage. That's good for third in the league. He takes a strike. It's 1-1. He has really picked it up. A pitch and a wave and a miss. 1-2 the count. Balzan gave up a leadoff walk to Rocaforte in the first, then retired the next three. He'll be followed by Ball and Russell. Foul that one back to stay alive, still 1-2. Austin Ball on deck. Kyle Russell standing at the top step. He's in the hole. 2-0 Trenton. As Balzan picks up the rosin and tosses it back down, now the lefty's ready and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That's three straight strikeouts for Balzan. And here's Austin Ball. Ball last night went 1-for-3. Knocked in 2 runs last night, including a sacrifice fly. Second in the league in runs scored with 15. Third in the league in runs knocked in now with 14. Leads in walks with 13. And fifth in doubles with 5. That's a strike, gets 0-1. Ball home run, 14, knocked in, hitting 250 with the 5 doubles. Austin waits. It's in there for a ball. Borderline, but he got the call, 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 88-mile-per-hour fastball, a little bit up in the zone. It's now 1-2. Ball after the swing and miss, steps out of the box, and now we'll tap the bat on the plate. One swing, he's ready. 1-2. Checked it. Low and outside, 2-2. Went curveball that time. Fabulous crowd on hand on this Sunday night. At 3,349 last night. Called strike three, got him. It was right down the middle. 4 straight strikeouts for Balzan.
Second baseman, number 28, Kyle Russell.
Here's Kyle Russell. Russell went 1-for-4, knocked in a run last night, hitting 326. No home runs and 7 knocked in. 14 for his last 31 at the plate. And all 7 RBIs during that stretch. Takes a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Started him out with a curveball that time. Came into this game, fifth in the league in ERA. You can see why. Here's the 0-1. That's a slow roller. Third base side. Tough play. Picked up there. Throws to first. Won't get him. He's safe. Fontaboa gave it a great effort, but there wasn't much he could do with it. just wasn't hit hard enough, and Russell's got enough speed to pay it off. And here's Caleb Hill. Six stitches in the lip after that collision at home plate last night where he scored, and he's back in the lineup today. Hitting .212, no home runs, six knocked in. He had his hit last night in his only at-bat plus that run scored. That was his seventh run score of the year. With two outs and the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back, it's a strike, gets 0-1. Russell's attempted to steal once. He did make it. At Washington State this year, he was 3 of 5, 14 of 22 in his career. And the 0-1. Squares the bunt again up by the head. Boy, after taking six stitches in the lip, that's about the last place you want to see the pitch go. 1-1 the count. Windmills the bat a couple of times in the left-handed box, and now the 1-1. Balls and delivers. Slow roller. Second base. Charged. Underhand. Got him by a step. The inning is over. Good play by Battapaglia to throw him out. No runs, a hit, and one stranded. End of two, 2-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
We welcome everyone back to the ballpark as we go to the top half of the third inning. The Spikes are down 2-0. Phillip Bryant will face the top of the order. Ryan Vogel, Santino Rosso, and Jack O'Reilly. And first pitch swinging, he'll dump it into right field for a base hit. So Vogel aboard again to lead things off, and very pleased to be joined by David Trudell, the System Director of Marketing, Communications, and Sales at Penn Highlands Healthcare. First of all, welcome. Great to see you here with your Green Bay Packers outfit on.
Thank you. Yes, wearing my Packer hat, but this is an awesome environment. Love it. Spikes are down a little bit, but great game anyway.
So really a big night for Penn Highlands here in the ballpark. You're taking over the ballpark. I mean, it seems like with your company, it didn't take long for everybody to say yes to show up.
Well, we're excited to be in State College. It's been a two-year journey for us, and we're finally open, Penn Highlands State College Hospital on Colonnade. And, again, we're just excited to be in a part of the community, and this was just a part of it tonight, working with the Spikes and whatnot.
Well, tell us who Penn Highlands Healthcare is.
Well, Penn Highlands Healthcare started approximately 10 years ago, and it was originally just a two-hospital health system. And over the years, we've grown to be now ultimately a 10-hospital system, including the behavioral health hospital that we have in Dubois, equaling the 10. Ninth or 10th hospital would be Penn Highlands State College. We have hospitals in Tyrone, Huntington, Dubois, Brookville, Clearfield, St. Mary's, Monongahela and Connellsville, and then again we have the Behavioral Health Hospital in Dubois as well.
They're all special and all have great workers. Vogel goes down low for a ball, throw to second by Jackson, and Vogel steals the bag. Count 3-0 now on Rosso. They're all special, but what makes State College a special one for you?
Well, this was an 18-bed hospital for us, an inpatient hospital. And this is the first hospital that we built from ground up. Very much state-of-the-art hospital. We have all kinds of technology, and I'll pause here for you to call.
And the pitch outside, ball four. Go ahead.
All right. It's an 18-bed hospital, state-of-the-art technology, as I said. I mean, obviously everything is the newest, greatest, and latest technology. A couple of unique things is vein technology recognition. So when once people are registered as a patient and registered with their vein, they just come in and scan their vein and on their hand, and they're registered. It's quite remarkable. We're excited for it.
We always talk on Paint the Park Pink Night about whenever somebody, that's to right field by O'Reilly toward the line as Hext, he'll make the catch. Tagging and going to third will be Vogel. They will hold Rosso at first, one out. Runners at the corners, and they'll bring up the McDonald's strikeout guy, Anthony Abatini. Anybody hears cancer, it's an automatic scare. Everybody, the heart sinks. But what about Penn Highlands and being innovative with cancer care?
Well, a couple things. Number one is we've brought Hani Cancer Center, which has got a great reputation, a great brand, a great group of doctors from across the region. So we brought that into State College, and we recruited Dr. Lieb, who's a local guy, a local medical oncologist, and he's joined us in State College.
Tremendous, and that's made great advancements. Also at this point, you're recruiting anybody new, new physicians, new staff?
Well, we're constantly recruiting across the health system. We're still looking for a handful of physicians here, but definitely we brought in Dr. Shocker, who's also a go ahead.
That is to right field and deep. Hext to the wall, looks up, and that is gone as Abatini homers to right, and Trenton now leads it 5-0. Abatini hits his first homer of the year, RBIs 10, 11, and 12, and it's 5-0 Trenton. So let's talk about that recruitment.
Yes, yeah, so we brought in Dr. Shocker, who's a radiation oncologist, so that kind of brings out our oncology program, at least for right now. So we have a medical oncologist, we have a radiation oncologist, we've got a $5 million linear accelerator at Penn Highland State College, but we also have pulmonary care at Penn Highland State College, cardiology care, and multiple other specialties.
At the plate is Hunter Durow, grounded out to second his first time, but it drove in a run. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. Over time, you've been offering special health and wellness programs to the community. Anything coming up that we should know about?
Yeah, so on September, I believe it's 14th, it's a Saturday, whatever that Saturday is, we're partnered with...
Which is a bye week for Penn State football, just so you know.
Yeah, we did that intentionally. So we're going to have a women's healthcare event or a women's educational event. It's actually going to be here held at the stadium. Fall ball. It's going to be held here, and we're inviting women, and men could come too, of course, but we're inviting women from all over from the entire region to come and join us and learn more about women's health and the different services we offered. We're going to bring in some fun things, and it's a great environment.
Durow, the 0-2, fouls straight back to the screen, is still 0-2. Where can people learn more about Penn Highlands Healthcare, David?
Well, they can go to, first off, phhealthcare.org/State College. Again, that's phhealthcare.org/State College. And we have that's our website for the hospital, and we can learn more about the different services we offer.
Line to center field. Rocaforte puts it away, two outs. All right, so what's the lineage of being a Packer fan, David?
Great question. I grew up in northeastern Wisconsin, about 30 miles north of Green Bay. My brother lives...
Just so everybody knows, there actually is something north of Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not Canada.
No, it's 30 miles north. It's called Oconto Falls.
Sure.
And a great little community, but, you know, even though I've moved and lived in, I think this is my seventh state that I've lived in since I left Wisconsin, I still bleed green and gold.
Hey, of course you do. That's the way it always is. My goodness. I mean, a good friend of mine, Eddie Russell, swing and a miss. His wife Michelle, Mickey, was actually, when she was a teenager, was one of the Packer cheerleaders way back when.
Oh, that was a long time ago because they don't have Packer cheerleaders any longer.
Nope, she was. They were at Lambeau. They weren't at City Stadium. Low and outside. 2-1 the count.
My sister, I'm from a family of six, but my sister is the only one of us that has bought into to be a shareholder, and she tells everybody and their grandma that she's an owner.
Yeah, the Russells are shareholders.
Are they?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, in fact, her parents on the ground is short, backhanded in the hole by Kadu, dropped it, picked it up, fires. He's safe at first. Mickey's parents, who lived in Green Bay, went to Super Bowl I.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'll share one.
Which is where Penn State will be playing, by the way, in the Coliseum against USC. That's where it was played.
I'll share one fast story. I worked at the Athlete's Foot Shoe Store in college, and I would have all different generations of people come in, and I would have these at the time, probably 70, 80-year-old people, and they were they knew, you know, Don Hudson and all those original players. And, like, we'd have dinner on Friday nights together, they would joke about, and I was like, even for me growing up there, it was absolutely amazing.
Lombardi. Oh, they go back to Curly Lambeau.
Yeah, exactly. Back to Lambeau, Hudson, exactly.
Exactly. Throw to first. Remember Joe Paterno telling me the first time he met Vince Lombardi was before a preseason game, and Lombardi was pacing back and forth. He says, Coach, it's a preseason game. You're nervous. He says, I always am before any game.
Oh, wow.
Pitch to Fontaboa is a strike. It's 1-1. By the way, it was an E6 on that play to get him on Pete DeRocher on base. 1-1 the count and the pitch. Since a foul. Oh, that caught the home plate umpire. Steve Oakes right in the mask. 1-2 the count, and the other three will run in to make sure he's okay. So this will take a little bit. Brewers fan?
Absolutely. Don't follow him quite as much, but absolutely a Brewers fan, Bucks fan, especially with the Bucks lately.
Yeah, they won the championship a couple years ago.
It's taken a while for that to happen, but now I still bleed Wisconsin colors.
There you go. I love it. Cheese?
Oh, yeah. I was back in Wisconsin. My daughter just graduated from high school, so we had a big high school party in Wisconsin. That's where most of my family lives. Okay. And I brought back about $200 worth of cheese, including tons of cheese curds. All my team members in the hospital got them.
Brats.
Oh, yeah. Love brats. Definitely. Should be serving them here.
And once in a while, we have a couple brats in here. We do. Steve Oakes is okay. Hey, don't forget, David's with Penn Highlands. And they're entrenched here now in State College. And it's a big night tonight here for Penn Highlands. Great to have them here at the ballpark. Great to have you here at the ballpark.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
1-2 on the former spike, Jesse Fontaboa. Bryant delivers. Runner takes off to DeRocher. Down low for a ball. Pete gets the stolen base. Fontaboa flew out to right field his first time. No need to leave yet. You can hang here the rest of the inning because we love having you here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
We love having your entire group here tonight. They're fabulous.
Yeah, we had Dr. Clark.
Sky high. This one may burn up on reentry. And Buford puts it away, and the inning is over. David, a true pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Thanks to Penn Highlands for being here and being an important part of the Spikes family and tonight.
Yep, glad to be here. Thank you again.
At the end of 2.5, 5-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 9-1-2 for the Spikes. They have a lot of work to do. As Manny Jackson will be followed by Austin Rocaforte and Cooper Hext. And the first pitch to Manny is a strike. It is 0-1. Jackson Balzen's been outstanding tonight. Manny comes in at 209, three home runs, 15 knocked in with a double. It's down low. Did not play last night. Went 2-for-4 against Mahoney Valley on Friday night. Bats from the left side. And Balzen delivers. That's rolled on the ground foul. Pass Lasting's Millage on the carom. Will go out and get the ball near the tarp. It is 1-2 on Jackson. Vogel, normal depth in center, normal depth in right for DeRocher, a little deeper left for O'Reilly. That's on the ground, cute foul, third base side, picked up there by Tim Battle. I'll throw that one to the dugout. 1-2 on Jackson with a Rocaforte on deck. Spikes have one hit through two innings. Here's the pitch by Balzen. It's fouled again over the screen and gets lodged in the Encompass Health box to our left on the third base side. I think I know one of the new employees at Encompass Health. And that's on the ground, wide of the bag at first. So Jackson with the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. It's a 1-2 count. JD over there with a stopwatch. He times Joe Putnam leaving the parking lot. Last night, 3.2 seconds. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That is five strikeouts for Balzen. Rocaforte walked in the first. Five strikeouts in that one walk. He's given up one hit. He's been outstanding. He looks like a guy who's fifth in the league with a 1.29 ERA. Balzen out of Seton Hall. Medford, New Jersey, in there for a strike. I'll have to tell Tyler about him. Of course, Tyler's a little tired tonight after football practice. Holsworth. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. They're both from Medford. Now, if you're from Boston, it would be Medford. Here's the 1-1. Line to left field. That is going to fall for a base hit. Down 5-0. Let's see if this ignites something for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. Cooper X, first pitch swinging the last time up, popped it out to Fontebeau at third. X, seventh in the league and hitting at 328. Number one in extra base hits. Number one in doubles, squares to bunt, pulls back to ball down low, 1-0 the count. Middle infield, the double play depth. Trenton in the second half has turned 7. Spikes, conversely, have turned 11, including 2 last night. And the 1-0. And it's low and outside, 2-0 the count. Rocaforte is still having trouble reading Balzen. A couple times when he was on base back in the first inning, twice he took a half step back to first because he wasn't sure. And Balzen hasn't thrown over once. Long pause to the plate. Inside, it's 3-0 now on Cooper. With one out. We're in the bottom of the third, 5-0. Big three-run homer by Anthony Abatini. 3-0. The pitch. Up high, ball four, walked him on four pitches. First time tonight the Spikes have had two aboard in the same inning. Parker Cadu struck out swinging the first time. I didn't think it was possible. I believe J.D. already has bingo. This will be the ninth time that J.D.'s had bingo, but the first time he's been able to achieve bingo by the third inning. It's been an amazing run. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. So I'm at a fastball at 87. So J.D.'s won twice at Williamsport, nine times here, ineligible for all of them. The Trenton guy doesn't have a single one yet. 0-2 now to Cadu. What? It's just not your night. 0-2 the count. Cadu's driven in eight so far. Two doubles, two triples. Ball's in. Lefty on lefty. Delivers. In the air. Left field playable. O'Reilly's there. Jack puts it away. Two gone. Retreating to second is Rocaforte. Cam Buford struck out swinging the first time. League leader. He's driven in 19. Drove in one last night. Spike's looking for a big hit just to get on the board and start to close the gap. They're down 5-0 here in the bottom of the third. They've been out hit 4-2. And one of them very loud, a three-run homer by Anthony Abatini with 384 feet. High and wide, one ball, no strikes to the right-handed hitting Buford. Career home run leader at Grambling with 46, including 10 this year. Hit 327 in his career at Grambling in 4 years. 1-0. Looks at Rocaforte. Big lead at second. That is driven in the air to right field, but playable. Backing up DeRocher. Pete puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit. They strand two. And at the end of three full, 5-0, Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Let's take College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Those are great promotions coming up, and they're all 6:35 starts here at the ballpark. A lot of fun. Temperature's going to cool down into the mid to upper 70s. Going to be comfortable, and it's a great night in early August to be at the ballpark with us and to take you through the middle three of this one, Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And Philip Bryant back on the mound for the Spikes, taking on one Keen Monke, who fouls one right below us.
Did I have a beat on it?
All the way.
Absolutely. Now, it would have torn my hands apart. I felt like somebody from Allstate. Acclaim?
Oh, 1. Monke pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Ball on the run, but he runs out of real estate. The ball tumbles into the tunnel that the visitors enter through to get onto the field.
By the way, quick note to all of you down at Burgertopia. I'll be down after the hot dog toss. They've got the radio on down there. They know.
Yep, they know.
I'm showing. Get ready.
Monke is 0 for 1. Pitch. That is down and in. My go-to is always the Western burger down there.
I know it is. I know. Excellent.
But it's always tasty. You can't go wrong down
no,
there.
No, you can ever. Not on any of them.
The 1-2. Grounder foul, third base side.
In the old days, I think JD would have been a Pittsburgher guy.
Yes.
With the fries on it.
Fries and the slaw?
Right. Especially if it's free.
That is affirmative.
I could bring him anything. Hey, it's free. Oh, yeah.
1-2. Monke flies it to right field. Back to the warning track. Hex, and its ball ricochets off the wall. On to second goes Monke, and the wall ball double is the fifth Trenton hit of the evening. And for the Thunder catcher, that is his third double of the season in 9 games. So the leadoff man aboard in scoring position.
Look, here are the spikes. You need him to get out of this inning, right? And you really almost need him to get through the fifth inning because you're trying to make sure your bullpen's not overworked. Now, last night was easy. Shaw and Caraway, everybody else got rest, but you don't want to go to them too early.
Exactly. Ian Battipaglia swings and misses at the breaking ball, 0-1. Battipaglia struck out looking against Bryant in the second. The set and the 0-1. Down and away with the breaking ball, 1-1 the count. 5-0 Trenton here in the top of the fourth.
So will we see the hot dog move?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, yes.
Because J.D. gets bedazzled by it.
And a called strike on the inner half. That was a strike. 1-2 the count.
So you're bedazzled by it? He says, yeah. He said, you lead a lonely life.
1-2. That breaking ball just missed. Battipaglia lays off. 2-2 the count.
So let me just say this about J.D.
Yes.
J.D. is A, great guy, and
yes.
B, an extremely hard worker.
Yes, he is.
I have great respect for him, just so everybody knows. We have fun with it, but I think the world of him.
2-2, chopper third base side. Bryant coming off the mound, but he won't have a play. And that one just softly along the grass, third base side. Battipaglia will get the infield single. Monke moves up to third on the play.
The exit velocity was 6. If you guys could write that down, that'd be great. Exit velocity is 6.
First and
third. The Trenton guy's like, oh, no, that can't be, really. No, no. What, you think it went faster than that? You really think it went faster than that? I mean, I'm just like eyeballing it. Right? We do baby races. That went there. We had a baby race here that went faster than that.
Ryan Vogel takes a ball in tight. Vogel with a walk in the first inning, a single.
I know you love the team, but it went 6. It's still a hit. Might as well be a scorching line drive.
1-0 fades in low, 2-0 the count. Vogel with a stolen base tonight as well.
Whenever they've had the first two runners on in an inning, they've scored.
2 in the first, 3 in the third, and the pitch down and in, ball 3.
At one point, Bryant did retire 6 in a row.
Yep. Bounced back in the first inning after allowing those 2 runs. Set down the next 6. Called strike. Fastball over the outer half of the play. There is right-handed action. Getting up in the State College pen, it looks like.
Again, they weren't used last time. I mean, Shaw and Caraway pitched late and...
There goes the runner for second. Breaking ball's a called strike on the inner half. Battipaglia does get the steal of second.
It's his second stolen base of the season. He's now 2-for-3.
And a full count to Vogel. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Philip Bryant looking to battle out of it. Payoff pitch. Chop foul, third base side. We'll do it again.
Now that went faster than six. What? Just trying to make the Trenton guy feel better.
Peter Austinson warming up in the Spikes bullpen just in case. Bryant up to 72 pitches tonight, and his 73rd hits Vogel on the left arm.
Mm-hmm.
So the first hit batsman of the game.
You should go over to Yardley. You should go over to Yardley. That's the good side of the river. What? Just trying to help you. A message from this station and the ad council.
Base is loaded. Nobody out for Philip Bryant. And now Tim Battle's going to come out here. Manny Jackson was headed out to the mound. Now Tim's headed out.
Look, it's an 84-degree night. It doesn't take long to warm up. And Austinson is ready. It doesn't take Peter long to get warm.
So with the bases loaded, nobody out, Philip Bryant done after three-plus innings, and Peter Austinson will take over here in the top of the fourth. 5-0 Trenton. Austinson will look to keep it that way. We'll have his numbers and the rest of the fourth inning for you right after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's take College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Loplano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Now here in the top of the fourth inning, Peter Austinson taking over on the mound for the Spikes. An 0-1 record, a 4.970 ERA this year, but in seven appearances, he has been doing well for State College. Two holds to his credit in 12 and two-thirds innings. He has allowed nine runs, seven earned on 16 hits, six strikeouts to two walks, 302 opponents batting average. He has elicited one double play as well, which would certainly help him out here. Always a tough spot for a reliever coming in with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Thursday night against Mahoning Valley went one inning, no decision, no hits, no runs, struck out one, did not walk a batter.
And Austinson to face Santino Rosso, the former Spike, with Joaquin Monque at third, Ian Battapaglia at second, and Ryan Vogel at first. 5-0 already in Trenton's favor, and Austinson trying to keep the Spikes in the ball game. Rosso is 1-for-1, singled, stole a base, and scored in the first. He walked and scored in the third.
3-for-5 in the series.
Picking up right where he left off here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He was outstanding the last week of the first half.
What, 455?
Yep.
Some number.
I'm sorry, 467.
Ripped him off 12 points.
The first pitch strike from Austinson. 0-1 the count. Next delivery, swung on and missed. Changeup diving out of the zone that time, and it's 0-2. Corners are playing up. The middle infield is back. They will concede the run if they can turn the double play up the middle. Austinson sets. 0-2. Fastball in tight. Ball one.
It's close.
Of course, tonight at Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark, takeover night. Still got kids run the bases after the game this evening.
Now, you have somebody joining you in the fifth inning, right?
Yes, indeed. Kids Takeover as well as part of the ballpark takeover. Bouncer to the right side. This will score a run. Taken in by Russell. Throw to first. Pulls ball off the bag. And that'll be E4. That'll be the second error of the night on the spikes. A run scores in Monke. There will be an RBI on the play for Rosso because even if he grounded out there, the run would have scored. Battapaglia to third. Vogel to second. 6-0 Trenton. And the bases remain loaded with no outs.
So we have a youngster coming in here in the fifth inning.
Yep.
Now, do we have somebody that's going to replace Jerry as the on-field host?
I don't know about replace.
Well,
but
no, I'm just trying to come up with ways to improve the product.
Oh, Jack O'Reilly fouls it off first base side.
What? Look, I speak for America. Okay.
0-1 the count. Austinson to the plate. That's a strike. Fastball in the inside corner, 0-2. O'Reilly drove in a run with an infield single in the first. Lined out to right field in the third. 0-2 the count. Austinson to the plate in tight. Riley backs out of the way. Ball one.
See, that's the difference. Austinson will attempt to claim the inner half of the plate. He's not always going to nibble you on the outside part of the plate. He'll fire it inside and make you fight a pitch off.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. And lined into left field, a base hit. Battapaglia comes in to score. Vogel held up at third. Throw to the plate is cut off. O'Reilly with his second RBI single of the night. And it's 7-0 Trenton as the bases remain loaded with no outs. And now Anthony Abatini to the plate. Maybe a silver lining here if he strikes out. Still got Big Macs for everybody here with any purchase. Showing their game ticket at participating local McDonald's starting at noon tomorrow.
So far in this homestand, 3-for-3 on that.
And the first pitch to Abatini, called strike. Fastball up in the zone, and it was in the zone, 0-1. Now one down, two to go. Austinson sets, delivers. Fastball down and in, ball one.
Jerry had four of them today, a new Milesburg record. What? I like to salute record holders, especially during the Olympics.
One ball and one strike. Fastball just outside, 2-1.
Great Harry. Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. I'll have 12. Harry, you can't eat 12 hot dogs. Although two of you did 9 each.
That's right.
You and Jerry did 9 each.
A Dollar Dog Challenge. And Dollar Dog Night comes back to Medler Field, Lebronto Park, September 3rd as the 2-1 lifted in the air center field. Underneath it, Rocaforte makes the catch. Runners go, and the throw to third is cut off, but Vogel scores, Rosso to third, O'Reilly to second. It's a sacrifice fly for Anthony Abatini to increase the Trenton lead. His fourth RBI of the night after his three-run homer last time up.
And that should close the book on Bryant.
Yep, he'll be charged for that last run as well.
They're all earned.
Hunter Dereau is 0-for-2. Ground out on a line out. The grounder did bring in a run in the first inning. He chops one foul, third base side. 0-1 the count. So three runs here in the top of the fourth inning for the Thunder to extend their lead here. Here's the set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Went after the changeup that dove out of the zone. Second and third, one out. Infield up all the way around. Austinson, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That is nubbed foul, first base side. Picked up by Jackson in the grass just outside the dirt circle surrounding the plate. Still 0-2. Back home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of games against the Frederick Keys. Spikes have had a lot of success against the Keys here
they
at Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
Sure have.
Swept a three-game set from them just 2 weeks prior. Here is a liner back through the middle. Base hit coming in to score is Rosso. O'Reilly will come in as well. The throw homeward gets away briefly from Jackson, but Austinson is there to pick it up. It's a two-run single for Hunter Durow. Five runs in this inning now for the Thunder and a 10-0 lead.
Well, those are all 6:35 starts, starting off with Walking Taco Tuesday.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar Beer Thursday.
Yes, yeah. Dollar Beer Night returns. $1 12-ounce select beers, $2 12-ounce craft beers, 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday night. Here's a bouncer up the middle, backing up on it. Russell flips to second for one, on to first, not in time. Cadu made a nice turn there, but DeRocher motoring up the line. The former Spike with a fielder's choice as DeRoe erased on the 4-6 put out. And Jesse Fontebeau is the ninth batter of the inning for Trenton.
Yeah, Jesse, it's been a tough trip back for him. He was 1-for-4 last night. He's 0-for-2 tonight, 1-for-6 in the series.
And Fontebeau is actually named the Thunder's Player of the Week just a couple of weeks ago. Pitch by Austinson. Breaking ball upstairs. Ball one. 10 runs, 8 hits. No errors for the Thunder. No runs, 2 hits. 2 errors for the Spikes as we play here in the top of the fourth. Austinson sets. And the 1-0. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. Still free hot dogs in the offing as well out
yes.
here.
Yes. Jerry, by the way, I think he's doing his banking on his phone right now. Is that really safe? I mean.
One ball, one strike. Lifted in the air, right center field, a between ball. Diving is Hex. He can't quite get to it. On to third goes DeRocher. A tremendous effort by Cooper Hex. He went full extension, and I think he may have even got a piece of the ball
he
with
did.
The leather, which was an amazing feat.
He did get a piece of it, Joe. I mean, great effort. He got a piece of it, bang, right off the glove. I mean, just to get to it was amazing. It wasn't hit that high.
No, it was well placed in between three fielders, and Fontebeau ends up with a single out of it, his first hit of the night. First and third, two down. Joaquin Monque started things off with a double here in the fourth inning. Look to first, and the pitch. That's lifted foul right side. 0-1 the count. Adonis Smith coaching at third for the Thunder. Matt Sweeney coaching at first. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid 0-2. A little bit of a breeze here at the ballpark tonight as well. And, Steve, as you pointed out, temperature is going to be extremely comfortable this week.
Rest of the month.
Be some great nights for baseball coming up in the month of August, extending into September, of course. Dollar Dog Night, September 3rd. The regular season home finale. Breaking ball is low.
You one think the students
count.
Might come out for that one?
Perhaps so. First 2,000 hot dogs will be a buck apiece. On September the 3rd, and of course, Dollar Dog Mania grips Happy Valley from time to time.
Yes, it does.
Especially on Tuesdays, of which September 3rd is one. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2.
Penn State baseball had several crowds of better than 4,000 this year, and they seem to coincide a lot with Dollar Dog Tuesday.
Yeah, what a coincidence. 2-2. That is fouled up to the IBEW booth and back down. Ricocheted off the window there. Two balls and two strikes. Everybody's okay.
Back there laughing about it over there.
Two balls, two strikes. Pitch. Low and away. Ball three. Full count now, first and third, so Fontebolo will be off with the pitch. Actually, speaking of great temperatures, great feeling, the ballpark tonight is one of them.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful night.
There goes Fontebolo, the 3-2, swung on and missed, strike three. That is the first strikeout of the night for Peter Ostenson. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek, one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Five runs in the inning for the Thunder, though. They now lead it 10-0 going to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Let's take College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Jackson Balzen with quite a cushion to work with here, as he has allowed two hits and two walks over his first three innings of work. Five strikeouts already for the left-hander. And Knox Preston will start things off here in the Toyota RAV fourth inning for the Spikes. Knox Preston, the DH, struck out back in the second inning. He'll be followed by Austin Ball and Kyle Russell. And the pitch. That is upstairs for a ball. 2-0 the count. Kids take over tonight. So in the fifth inning, we'll be joined by our own youngster here on the broadcast, Mike. Pitches a strike, 2-1 the count. Hopefully he'll bring some luck to the Spikes. They might need it here. 2-1, swung on and missed, 2-2. Ten runs, nine hits, no errors for Trenton. No runs, two hits, two errors for the Spikes. Pitch down and in to Knox. Three balls and two strikes. Anthony, why don't you go ahead and pick up the headset here. Steve went down to Burgertopia. He's headed down here. And the pitch, that is fouled back. Yeah, go ahead, put that on. Anthony Blasi wearing his Little League hat here tonight. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
All right. I'm going to turn you up a little bit here. You ready to help call the action?
Yep.
We're going to start it up right now. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. 3-2 to Knox Preston. Jackson Balzen with the pitch. Jets fouled back towards us. Dad and brother have the door closed, or the window closed, thankfully. 3-2 the count. Now, this is definitely the best seat of the house. And the pitch. Foul back to the screen, but sometimes you get some of those. You ever caught a foul ball?
Yeah.
How many?
I can't remember.
Can't
a
remember?
Lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and hanging on is Moonke. So the sixth strikeout of the night for Knox Preston. Anthony Blasi joining us here as part of the kids' takeover. And, Anthony, I know you've been coming to a lot of Spikes games over the years.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part about being here with the Spikes?
Just watching the baseball, having the fun times with friends and stuff.
Absolutely. Austin Ball with a swing and a miss, 0-1. Now, you've seen quite a few Spikes come through. You've actually had some Spikes that you've gotten to know really, really well.
Yep.
Who's been your favorite over the years?
Probably Ben Columbus from a year ago, I think.
What? I think 2 years ago Ben was here.
Yeah.
And Ben actually playing for Nebraska took on Penn State in the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Did you have some, were your loyalties divided a little bit?
A little bit.
A little bit. Only a little bit, I'm sure. Breaking ball is low to Austin Ball. 2-1 the count. Here's the windup by Balzan and the pitch. That's a strike over the outer edge. Now, you've gotten to know some of the players this year as well. Who are the guys that you've gotten to know really, really well this
really
year?
Really well?
Yeah.
So, I'm a host family.
Yeah.
So, I have two players this year. I got Grant Norris and Josh Spiegel.
They're Penn State guys,
yes.
So they're good ones to have.
Mm-hmm.
How is it now seeing them play for Penn State and then coming back and seeing them not only play for the Spikes but living with you guys this year?
It's cool.
Yeah. That's fouled off the plate. 2-2 the count to Ball. We're here with Anthony Blasi here. Kids takeover, by the way. So when you saw the form, did you immediately say, I want to go in the radio booth with Steve and Joe?
Pretty much.
Lifted in the air, left field. O'Reilly back on it, makes the catch. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Russell, the second baseman up. He has one of the two Spikes hits tonight with a single in the second. Now, you're a ball player yourself as well.
Yep.
What positions you play?
Center, well, outfield. I played shortstop and pitcher.
Center field, shortstop, pitcher. Which one's your favorite?
Probably short.
Okay. Now, they say that if you play shortstop, especially in your age group, you're probably one of the better players on the team. You agree with that. Well, speaking of Grant Norris, he's coming up to the plate now as a pinch hitter. Got to be excited about that. Here he is. So Russell with a single will check out. Grant will take over. Probably at second base here in the next inning. He takes a ball down and in. You have any special tips for Grant when he comes to the ballpark?
No, not really.
1-0. Pop-up foul, first base side, 1-1. Does he have any special tips for you?
Not that I know of.
Not yet?
Nope.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
1-1 and 1-0. And the pitch to Norris. Breaking ball. Just outside, 2-0. Grant, of course, a member of the Penn State Nittany Lions, native of Somerset, PA. And the 2-1 slug toward left field. O'Reilly going back. It's over his head and bounces off the wall in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and then kicks over the fence on the other side. So it's a ground rule double for Grant Norris with 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Anthony, I think you brought him some good luck there. So a runner on second in Norris with two gone here in the bottom of the fourth as the Spikes look to get their first run of the night. And here is Caleb Hill, the left fielder, 0-for-1 in this game. And Anthony, I'm sure you saw Caleb and the collision he was in last night, but here he is bouncing back. He's a tough customer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Pitch. That is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now, Steve said he was going to Burgertopia tonight. What's your go-to concession stand here at the ballpark?
Oh, probably the salsa stand that way on the third baseline.
Are you a walking taco guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'd say that's probably our most popular item here at the ballpark by and large. The 1-0 is a popped-up foul third base side and bounces to the concourse. One ball and one strike. I think you would have a shot at that, but you're up here in the booth now. So they come up a little faster up here, as you have found out.
Yeah.
1-1 the count to Hill. Bouncing right back. He is playing left field once again tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup here. And balls in with a 1-1. That is popped up foul, third base side, over the roof, out of play. 1-2 the count. Trenton with a big lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Spikes looking to cut into it just a bit. And Anthony Blasi joining us up here in the broadcast booth as part of the kids' takeover here. Happy to have him. The whole Blasi family as well. Happy to have them as part of our Spikes family. The 1-2 pitch called strike three on the outer edge. And that'll be it for the bottom of the fourth inning. Want to stick around for the fifth?
Yeah.
You got it. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. Four innings complete here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Trent leads 10-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The second game of a two-game miniseries between the Spikes and the Trenton Thunder. First pitch by Peter Ostenson in the inning. He has swung on and missed 0-1. Ian Battapaglia leading it off for the Thunder, followed by Ryan Vogel and Santino Rosso. Joe Putnam along with you, joined by Anthony Blasi here as part of our kids takeover event here tonight. And that pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. And Anthony, we're going to get into the Major League Baseball scoreboard as well on the Ramada out of town scoreboard. So the 1-1 pitch is fouled away. What's your favorite big league team?
The New York Yankees.
New York Yankees. You a lifetime Yankee fan?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's a Yankee fan too,
yep.
Isn't he? All right. Well, Clay Holmes is a former Spike. He's the closer for the Yankees.
Yep.
He notched the save last night to preserve the win as the pitch low for a ball. You got a favorite player on the Yankees?
Soto or one of the Anthonys. Both of the Anthonys.
You like the Anthonys. Maybe it's because you're an Anthony, too.
Maybe.
Line drive single for Ian Battapaglia to center field is the second hit for him tonight. It is the 10th hit of the game for the Thunder. Speaking of the Yanks, they are finished off a victory over the Blue Jays today. 4-3 in 10 innings. They went extras. DJ LeMahieu with a walk-off single. Here's Ryan Vogel to the plate. That is in tight for a strike. Nicks the inner edge, I'll say. Vogel has reached base three times tonight. Walked in the first inning, singled in the third, hit by a pitch in the fourth. He has stolen a base and he has scored three runs. A one and instead a throw to first. Meanwhile, around the rest of the big leagues, Cardinals leading the Cubs 2-0. They're in the top of the fourth inning. That pitch is fouled to the first base side. Will Jewell now in the game for the Spikes. And T.J. Pound also checking in. Grant Norris, as anticipated, stays in the game after pinch hitting for Kyle Russell in the fourth inning. He'll stay in and play second base. Again, T.J. Pound now taking over for Parker Cadu at shortstop, and Will Jewell now in right field. He replaces Cooper Hext, and they'll each assume those spots in the order as well. Well, now here's where, Anthony, my scorebook gets a little sideways. I got to write in all of these. It gets a little messy. I don't have the world's best handwriting. How's yours?
Okay.
Okay. Good enough for scoring a baseball game?
Probably.
Okay. That pitch in tight, turning away is Vogel. Breaking ball just missed him. It's ball one. You ever scored a baseball game before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, everybody has their own style, you know. The important part is that you can follow along with it, have that souvenir, and that's a souvenir of a K for Peter Ostenson. That is his second strikeout of the night. It's the Spikes' third as a team, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. One down here, and Santino Rosso, who played for the Spikes in the first half of this MLB Draft League season, is up. You remember him, Anthony?
Yeah.
He played pretty well here.
Yeah, he did.
Rosso is 1-for-2 today with a walk, an RBI, a stolen base, 3 runs scored. Ostenson to the plate, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. 10-0 Trenton here. 2 runs in the first, 3 in the 3rd, 5 in the 4th. Anthony Abatini already with a 3-run homer for the Thunder. As the 0-1 comes in, that's a strike over the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Anthony, how's your reading?
I got one book that I'm on right now.
Oh, what book is that?
It's called Why the World Kid. It's like this guy's like a weakling, and he has a uncle that's a Navy SEAL, so he gets like trained how to like in a Navy SEAL way to get not weak anymore.
Awesome. Is that an inspiring book for you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Grounder up the middle, and Pound to Norris for the force play to retire Battipaglia. Fielder's choice enables Rosso to reach base. Runner on first, 2 outs here in the top of the 5th. Well, how about this? How about if you want to read right there? Start right there.
That's the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard, brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Great job, sir. You just paid a bill for us. We had to get Steve to do that a few times before he had it down like that. I'm just kidding. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-1 to Jack O'Reilly, the left fielder, 2-for-3. 2 runs batted in, a run scored. And the 2-1. That is lifted in the air, right field. Oh, brings a burger up here as well. Western burger. It is. I'm a Western burger guy when it comes to Burgertopia. Anthony's already said he's a walking taco guy at Salsa. Steve's a Salsa guy, too. But he's a Super Nachos guy. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Runner on first, 2 outs here at the top of the 5th. Here's the set by Ostenson and the pitch. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. It's brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Anthony Blasi, so great to have you join us here at the ballpark. Did you have fun?
Yep.
Hopefully we can do this again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good job, my man. Anthony Blasi here as part of Kids Takeover at the ballpark this evening. It's all Trenton on the field, 10-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Far Major Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, and Jackson Balzan remains on the mound for the Spikes, or for the Thunder, I should say, for the Spikes. Manny Jackson, Austin Rocaforte, and Will Jewell do up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Manny 0 for 1 with the strikeout. He is the catcher tonight for the Spikes. 0-1 pitch from Balzan, and is low for a ball, 1-1. And following Jewell, it'll be T.J. Pound due up for State College as he took over in the third spot in the order when replacing Cadu in the top of this inning. A foul over the netting to the concourse, 1-2 the count. Spikes in their navy blue jerseys tonight, white pants the home game. Trenton in their gray pants on the road, but wearing the black jerseys with the light blue sleeves, the powder blue sleeves. Thunder across the front. Navy blue caps for Trenton in the 1-2 pitch. And that is slugged up the middle, bouncing into center field for a base hit. So Manny Jackson has the Spikes' fourth hit of the evening. And with the leadoff man on, here's Austin Rocaforte. Center fielders reached base twice, walked in the first inning, singled in the third. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Maybe that's that step for the Spikes. Meanwhile, earlier today in the big leagues in the Ramada out of town scoreboard, Giants over the Reds 8-2. Diamondbacks defeated the Pirates 6-5. DJ LeMahieu, Jack Peterson with the 3-run homer in the seventh inning, the big difference maker. LeMahieu had the walk-off for the Yankees earlier today in the 10th inning against Toronto. 0-1 to Rocaforte. That is high and away. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Second pitch of the at-bat. Marlins defeated the Braves 7-0. Nationals over the Brewers 4-3. The Orioles defeated the Guardians 9-5. Royals over the Tigers 3-2. Fouled back to the Bricks on the 1-1. Now it's a ball and two strikes. The Rays defeated the Astros today 1-0. Brandon Lowe with an RBI double in the third inning. That was the only scoring. Twins over the White Sox 13-7. Red Sox top the Rangers 7-2. The 1-2 to Rocaforte. Breaking ball outside. Ball two. Angels defeat the Mets 3-2. Out in Anaheim. Dodgers over the A's 3-2 after a 10-0 win last night for the Dodgers. 2-2 pitch to Rocaforte. That is popped up, foul territory, first base side. DeRow is over, makes the catch on the warning track. Manny Jackson remains at first, one gone. That'll bring Will Jewell to the plate. The right fielder up for the first time as a hitter this evening. 176 batting average, but a 293 on base percentage. Two doubles, three RBIs to his credit. And by the way, for baseball bingo purposes, he assumes the role of right fielder. It's far easier for baseball bingo purposes when the substitutions match the batting spots in the order. As Jewell fouls it away, third base side, 0-1. Other big league scores today, Padres over the Rockies 10-2. The Phillies shut out the Mariners 6-0. Only three hits for Seattle today. Meanwhile, Alec Bohm, Bryce Harper, Bryson Stott all homered for the Phils. 0-1. That is in tight for a ball, 1-1 the count. And in ongoing action, of course, Cardinals and Cubs playing right now. It's now a 2-2 game. Bottom of the fourth inning in Wrigley Field. 1-1 pitch to Jewell is lifted foul, third base side. MLB Draft League action tonight. Earlier today, actually, both other games in the MLB Draft League finished. West Virginia, a 10-1 winner over Frederick. And meanwhile, Williamsport and Mahoning Valley play to a 10-10 tie in regulation, but Mahoning Valley able to tie it up in the bottom of the ninth at home is Adam Duran had a game-tying three-run homer, and then Mahoning Valley with three outs in the overtime tiebreaker inning to earn the win. 1-2 to Jewell, high and tight for a ball, 2-2.
Your Western burger was the last burger they made tonight.
And it was. I feel honored.
Oh, no, as soon as they found out it was for you. Ooh, it's a rush.
It was like I was on the 636 train. 2-2. Bouncer to the right side, into right field. That bounces away from Battapaglia. On to third goes Jackson. The throw from the right fielder to Rocher. Tag applied, but not in time. Well, that was an odd one. That'll be the first error of the night on the Thunder. Battapaglia going to his left, but it deflected off of him into right field. Now TJ pound the batter. First and third, one gone. And the pitch. That is a strike over the outer edge. 0-1 to TJ, making his first plate appearance of the evening. Got back in action last night, which was great to see.
His first time in seven games.
He's batting .286 this year with a double, five RBIs, a .423 on base percentage. That's a strike, and it's that one over the outer edge.
Wait, so they made yours right away. It was amazing. Then they said, I'd like to get one for Jerry that we're out. I said, really?
0-2 the count. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is the eighth strikeout for Jackson Balzan tonight.
I said, so I can't get one? They said, no, we'll make one for you. I made the effort.
Here's Cam Buford now, 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout this evening. Runners on first and third with two gone. And the pitch by the lefty, balls in his outside for a ball, 1-0. So with Mahoning Valley winning tonight, or earlier today, I should say, that makes him 11-6. Trenton has to win tonight to keep pace, a half game up on the Scrappers in the MLB Draft League's second half standings.
Right.
1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1.
Winner will get Williamsport in the championship game up there on Thursday, September 5th?
Yes, indeed.
Jayhawk is so excited for that. It's unbelievable.
I know. He was parading around the Williamsport first half champion shirt just last week.
He walked in here the other day with a foam finger.
Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1 to Buford. Next one lined into center field, a base hit. Jackson will score, and the Spikes are on the board here in the bottom of the fifth. Cam Buford with the RBI single. Will Jewell moves up to second, and it's now 10-1 as Cam with his 20th RBI across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. It's his 18th here in the second half.
And he's number one in the second half in RBIs. All right, so let's see if we can get another hit here. Get another run.
And Knox Preston is a guy who can provide that hit. He's been great at the plate, particularly in the second half. He is 0 for 2 tonight.
372 in the second half.
Balls and delivers. That's a strike. Fastball nicks the outer edge. 0-1. It's five hits now for the Spikes in this one. Set by Balzin. And the pitch. That's high and away for a ball, 1-1.
I got the Burgertopia burger.
Okay.
With cheese.
Yes.
I got you the Western burger.
Yes, indeed.
Right. I got Jerry Nothing.
I think he likes it.
Well, when you attend the College of Nowhere.
1-1. That's upstairs for a ball.
When you attend the College of Nowhere, that's what you get. He's over there talking radio with Brian.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah. Medium is not being advanced.
2-1. Upstairs for a ball, 3-1. Ten runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Trenton. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors, State College.
Pitch number 100 coming up for Jackson Balzin.
Well, the Spikes have certainly made him work. First and second, two gone. 3-1 pitch, down and in, ball four. That is the third walk issued by Jackson Balzin tonight.
I mean, that's the interesting part. They have a run on 5 hits. Yet this guy's averaging, right now it's going to go past 20 pitches per inning. 20 pitches per inning. I mean, they've been working counts, fouling balls off, getting deep into counts. Hey, we all know Austin has power. He hits a home run here, suddenly it's a 10-5 game.
It's a lot different game, especially since I'm sure that would also...
It would knock him out of the game.
Exactly, hasten the use of the bullpen. Well, Balzin actually, for being ahead this far, he needs to get this last out to be eligible for any credit for the victory.
You know.
100 pitches or not. This is 101. That is outside for a ball, 1-0.
There will be 102.
There is a righty that just started warming up in the Trenton pen. 1-0 pitch. That is high and tight for ball two.
And Grant Norris with a ground rule doubles on deck.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 3-0. And I would say at the very least, if he puts ball on here and brings in another run, there's going to be at least a visit from the Trenton dugout.
Yeah.
Even if the reliever's not yet ready. The pitch, fastball in tight. There's ball four. Bases loaded. Walk means an RBI for Austin Ball. Will Jewell crosses the plate. Cam Buford to third. Knox Preston to second.
Adonis Smith to the mound.
There it is. 10-2 is the score. Now, Adonis has not signaled to the bullpen. This may just be a buckle-down meeting. The entire infield's going to join them.
Well, you're talking about 104 pitches right now. So at the moment, he is averaging 21 pitches per inning. I mean, that's amazing in a game like this.
Yeah.
You would never realize that he's averaging 21 pitches an inning.
Well, Spikes have been able to really work at bats here in the fifth as well. Jackson started it off with the single, an error mixed in, but then Cam Buford with his single, two walks, Preston and Ball.
He's done. He's not going to be the winning pitcher tonight.
Yeah. He will not factor in the decision regardless of what happens. He goes just 4 2/3.
That's amazing. You want to talk about somebody who had complete control over this game. And then when you really start diving into the game, the performance, he didn't quite have as much control as people realize. He was getting outs, but they were dragging at-bats into 3-2. Foul balls. I'd love to know how many pitches were fouled off by the Spikes. I mean, we could sit back and count them because we have the chart here. But
yeah.
But, you know, in fact, we'll have Jerry do it, but no. But, you know, I mean, how many they fouled off tonight? Because, look, you're talking about in the game. He had no 1-2-3 innings. None. And he had complete control of the game.
Yeah, and not allowed to run the first four innings, but looks like it was more tenuous than you might suspect is the former Penn Stater himself, Chick DiGaetano, making another return to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He pitched here.
Didn't go well.
July 13th and took the loss against the Spikes in the first half finale. And he is on again here with the bases loaded, two outs. It's now a 10-2 game, still in Trenton's favor. The Spikes
You were out at the wedding that night, the big party thing. You know, he comes in, you know, it's like, I remember, he even looked up at one point, you could see him mouthing the words, "Where's Jack?"
Chick is, he certainly was happy to make a return, but we'll see how this one goes
He went one inning that night, two hits, two runs, both earned, did not strike out or walk a batter, and he inherits bases loaded, two outs.
Across both halves of the MLB Draft League season, he is 0-2 with a 10.8 ERA, 7 outings, 1 hold, 1 save, 6 2/3 total innings, 8 runs against him, all earned, 7 hits. He has struck out 6, he has walked 6. Here in the second half, he has made 5 appearances, has the save, on his record in that span, 4 2/3 total innings in the second half. 4 strikeouts to 5 walks, 5 hits against him.
If Grant Norris were to get a hit, you feel like through 5, you've changed the dynamics of the game.
This was
cruise control. Right now, you had to tap the brake. You're in traffic.
Well, the Spikes with life. And Grant Norris will be the batter against Chick DiGaetano, Penn Stater versus Penn Stater.
Yep.
That's been a rare occasion in this ballpark. I don't know that it has happened before, that a Penn State pitcher has faced a Penn State batter.
Right. Probably the inter-squad scrimmage.
Oh, well, yes. That may have happened on occasion in those sorts of situations.
Yeah.
Chick DiGaetano finishing off his warm-ups. And Norris, who had that ground rule double to left field, his first time up just last inning, and it was great to have the Blasi family up here, his host family, when he was able to notch the feat.
Yeah.
5 hits for the Spikes, 10 for the Thunder.
The Blasi family's great family. They've done a lot for the ball club.
Sure have. One of the great host families we have here. And by the way, if you are interested in hosting Spikes players, you can inquire about the Spikes host family program. Information available right now at statecollegespikes.com for 2025 and beyond. But even if you have maybe availability this year, open up your home to perhaps a future big leaguer, certainly a future star in the game. You can do so now.
I believe Jerry Valeri is looking for a host family. What?
Grant Norris in the right-handed box. Pitch homeward. Clipped foul, and that ricocheted off Monke, the catcher, and he is down on all fours. I think he took that one in the leg in a part where there's not a whole lot of protection.
This has been a two-game series, and in this two-game series, people behind the plate, whether it's an umpire or catcher, they've taken a beating.
They certainly have. We saw Steve Oaks taken out of commission for couple of minutes already tonight.
Reader last night, Caleb Hill last night at home. It's like, geez, then he turned around.
A lot of sympathy back there. Home plate umpire and catcher. 0-1 the count. DiGaetano taking his time. He's got 15 on the timer, so he can take a lot of time. Now delivers high and tight for a ball, 1-1.
When Steve Oaks got that foul ball right off the mask, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Some guy down below, get back out there. Like, oh, that's great.
Talked about the sympathy behind the plate. There's no sympathy out there.
There are a couple people.
Comment like that. 1-1. That's low for a ball, 2-1.
We we could get Jerry Aho's family, like maybe in Los Angeles. Why? We're a national broadcast. We have people listening to us in California.
We sure do. Do they have room?
Believe me, I'll put together a resume that makes them think they're getting Tom Cruise.
2-1. Norris fouls it off right side, 2-2.
Really? He's a lot like Tom Cruise. Really built the same, too.
I heard Tom was not as tall as they said, but he actually is.
He's very tall. He has more weight.
2-2. Clipped foul at the plate, and that dove out of the way of Monke, and that hit him again.
But good job by Grant. Now let's just talk about what he's doing at the plate. Good job to stay alive. Yes. See, this is what the Spikes were doing over and over again with balls in.
Yes.
That's why he rang up 21 pitches per inning. That's why he's out of the game. He can't win it.
All three runners on base right now are his responsibility. Two runs against him so far, though only one earned to this point.
A little bit of a hole in that left side, too.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So DiGattano notches the strikeout. His first, Thunder's ninth. The Spikes do score a pair of runs on two hits, one error, three runners left on, threatening for more. But the journey begins anew. Going into the sixth inning, 10-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, underway already here in the sixth inning is a 1-1 count to the McDonald's strikeout guy, Anthony Abatini. Pitches down and in, 2-1 the count.
The host family in Los Angeles, they got Jerry.
Yeah. Bouncer between first and second, a base hit for Abatini, who now has two hits and four RBIs tonight. He has not yet struck out.
They called me?
Yes.
They said, you sure he was in Top Gun Maverick? I said, absolutely. I said, remember the one where the plane didn't go off the ground? What?
Oh.
I think it was a deleted scene.
Hunter Duroe is 1-for-3 with three runs knocked in. A throw to first. Diving back in is Abatini.
I'll tell you right now, Austinson has fought his way through this.
He certainly has. Grounder on is short. Scoop by Pound. Flip to second for one. Norris on to first. 6-4-3 double play. The 12th double play. The Spikes have turned on the ground here in the second half. And the bases are empty. Two gone. Top of the sixth.
Third they've turned in this abbreviated two-game series.
Pound and Norris, defensive replacements. TJ has shown a pretty slick glove when he's been out there. It's great to see him back out there making those types of plays.
I'll tell you, Austin's been saving the bullpen.
Definitely is. He's into his third inning of work now. As the pitch is upstairs close, but not in Steve Oakes' view, ball one. Pete DeRocher, former Spike, lines it to left center field. TJ Pound gave it a leap, but could not quite time it up. As DeRocher, with his first hit of the night, he did reach on an error earlier in the game, stole a base as well. But he is aboard with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. 10-2 Trenton here. But it has been a fun night at the ballpark nonetheless with Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover.
I was downstairs. There are people having a great time.
Absolutely. That's obviously adds to when the Spikes are winning, and they have frequently.
They're 18. They're 18-6 here.
18-6.
75% of the time they win here.
Exactly. Jesse Fontebeau, a former Spike, 1-for-3, singled last time up. The pitch, that's a strike over the outer edge. Las Vegas native.
Yeah, I was out on the fun deck over there. They're having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Some beverages, conversation, watching the game.
Absolutely. Kids Run the Bases still to come tonight. As with every Friday, Saturday, Sunday home game, grounder on to short again. Juggled a bit by Pound, throw to second in time.
Wow, he got away with that one. I'm not so sure.
It's a 6-4 force play.
A little too casual for me, Joe.
Yeah, maybe a tad. All's well that ends well, I suppose.
Yep.
Two hits, one runner left on base for Trenton in the sixth. We go to the bottom half, 10-2 Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Chick DiGaetano remains on the mound for the Thunder here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Joaquin Monque remains behind the plate. 10-2 lead for the Thunder here. Second game of this two-game set. Spikes won the opener last night 9-3, dominant fashion there, and actually threatened. They had scored two runs in the fifth inning, had the bases loaded, but DiGaetano able to retire his former Penn State teammate Grant Norris, and now it'll be Caleb Hill, Manny Jackson, and Austin Rocaforte to start off the bottom of the sixth for the Spikes. By the way, Jake Simons now in the game for Trenton, playing left field in place of Jack O'Reilly. Here's Caleb Hill to start things off. Great to see him back in the lineup. He's a tough customer after he got rocked at the plate in the collision with Chris Reeder last night. He's right back in here. He's 0 for 2 at the plate so far, but has played left field throughout. So Simons will go into the 3 spot in the order for Trenton. And the 0-1 pitch is high and away, well away for ball one. Spikes are back home Tuesday night. Walking Taco Tuesday at the ballpark. Half price walking tacos all game long. 6:35 game against the Frederick Keys. As Hill sends this one to right center field, but on the run and putting it away is Pete DeRocher, one gone. That'll bring Manny Jackson to the plate, and Jackson started off the Spikes flurry in the fifth with a single to the right side. Manny 1 for 2 in this game. Spikes will have a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday game with the Keys as well, 6:35 Wednesday night.
Some wine, some dogs.
And the pitch. That is high and away for a ball, 1-0.
Till 7:30, what, half price on the, right?
Yep, the wine and the line of Kugel's Summer Shandy, the wine from our good friends at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Seven Mountains, outstanding.
1-0 pitch to Jackson, sent high in the air right center field. DeRocher again has a beat on it and puts it away. Spike's giving it a ride here, but DeRocher is there, two gone.
Pete's a little confused in the ballpark tonight. First half of the season, the fans loved him. Now it's just like like slight disdain. Rosso's the same way. I don't quite understand it.
Austin Roccaforte in the right-handed batter's box. Pitch inside to him, ball one. It is funny, though. Santino Rosso coming to the ballpark, said his hellos to everybody, and then had to ask where the visitor's clubhouse was.
Right.
The 1-0.
But I think he took a wrong turn, right?
Yes, he did. Grounder up the middle. Base hits to center field. Roccaforte with his second hit of the night for the Spikes, and he's reached base 3 times with a walk added in. Now with a runner on, 2 outs, here's Will Jewell, who reached on error in his first plate appearance last inning after taking over in right field for Cooper Hext. Now, Tim Battle definitely wants to give each of these guys an opportunity here. Saw that chance with the lopsided score in the fifth inning to bring in Jewell, Pound, Norris, give them a shot, and they have come up big in the field.
They're all good enough to play, so that's not an issue.
Definitely are.
I mean, it's not a charity thing.
1 ball, no strikes is the pitch outside. 90 on the fastball from the former Penn Stater, Chick DiGattano. And the pitch swung on and missed. Curveball got him that time, 1-1. Jackson Balzin will not factor in the decision tonight. He only went 4 2/3. Spike stretched him out to 104 pitches. 65 of them for strikes. 2 runs against him. Actually, both will go as unearned due to the error in that fifth inning. 4 walks, 8 strikeouts in total. DiGattano is a great chance to be the pitcher of record in this game for Trenton as the pitch a strike on the inside corner. 10-2 Thunder here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Trenton with a 12-6 advantage in the hit column. The 1-2 from DiGattano. Hiding away for a ball.
The other part, too, that happens here is that you're down 10-2. It right away takes away a running game.
Definitely. And really on both sides, but particularly for the Spikes, they can't afford to risk it out.
Right.
2-2. That one, a number to the third base side. Backhanded by DiGattano coming off the mound. His throw to first will not be in time. That will be an infield single for Will Jewell. Roccaforte moves to second on the play. It's a 7th hit of the night for the Spikes. Second time Will has reached base. And now T.J. Pound 0-for-1 at the plate, but already started a double play on the ground tonight for the Spikes. Step into the right-handed batter's box. I talked to him after last night's game, his return to action. I asked him how it was to get back at the plate. He said it was good to get that first plate appearance underneath. That first swing, after that, he felt like he was right back into the flow of the game. And he takes a strike on the outer edge, 0-1.
Right now the Spikes are not looking for artistry. They're just trying to get however they can get guys on base. And Joel did exactly that.
DiGaetano set at the belt. And the 0-1 pitch fouled into the mitt, 0-2. Cam Buford is on deck if TJ can extend this sixth inning.
You get all the batting practice you want, but you got to get some game reps, and that's where TJ is right now.
Exactly. DiGaetano sets the 0-2. Down and away, and it bounces away from Monke off the netting behind the plate. Runners move up to second and third on the wild pitch.
That is an 0-74 on the bingo card, 0-74.
That is the first wild pitch for Trenton Hurlers tonight. It's actually the first one on either side this evening.
Right.
I say that because there were, for Trenton, five of them last night.
Right.
One ball, two strikes. A set by DiGaetano. And the 1-2. Called strike three. Slider well placed in the upper portion of the zone, and that is DiGaetano's second consecutive inning-ending strikeout. Spikes threaten again with two hits, but leave a pair at the end of six. Still Trenton 10, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here tonight at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park on a Sunday Funday, next to last Sunday of the season, the next one in 2 weeks. Somebody will have a 2025 season ticket with the Baseball Bingo Grand Prize, and his lefty Jackie Robinson takes over on the mound for the Spikes here in the seventh inning. Here's a guy who I think has a pretty good shot at a 2025 season ticket, maybe for one of the best seats in the house. Here's Steve Jones.
Like the one I've had for 18.
There
and like
go.
The like and like a lot, the person sits to my left all the time. Jackie Robinson will take over. And we were talking earlier about the Stone family being here tonight, and Jeff's youngest wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers Jackie Robinson T-shirt, number 42. And I said to Hannah, I said, "Well, the Spikes have a Jackie Robinson." I said, "Not the same guy." And a base hit to left field by Monke, and he's aboard. Battapaglia at the plate is 1-for-2, struck out looking in the second. Infield hit, stole a base, scored in the fourth. Peter Ostenson with 3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, struck out 3, did not walk a batter. He did an outstanding job. Robinson's making his 5th appearance, his 2nd in relief, and the lefty deals. That's lined off the glove, a ball to fair ball into shallow right field. Monke will go into second, and first and second, and nobody out. It is the fourth inning in this game. where Trenton has had the first two guys aboard in the inning. The problem there was that he was holding him on and he was popping off the bag and the ball then hit the glove. Robinson, with an 0-1 record, he has struck out 9, he has walked 4 in 13 and 2/3. That's a strike, get his 0-1. Jackie did his pitching at Austin Peay's out of Edmond, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City near Norman. 3-0 this year at Austin Peay. Struck out 36, walked 18. That pitch low, 1-1 the count. Started out his career at Louisiana Monroe, then he transferred to Austin Peay. In his career, he had a 5-3 record, 83 hits and 81 and a third. Struck out 79, walked 52 in his career. That one misses, it's 2-1. Made 65 appearances in college, only two of them were starts. Is that a lurker? That's in the air, foul, ball near the tarp, reaches up, makes the catch, no advance. One out. It's Vogel's retired. Santino Rosso at the plate, the former Spike, is 1-for-4 in the game. Single to right, stole a base, scored in the first, walked and scored in the third, reached on an error, but because the run was going to score anyway, he got an RBI out of it. Then he scored again and a fielder's choice in the fifth. Rosso had been a switch hitter at one point in his career. Now he hits exclusively left-handed. More comfortable. Yeah, it's down low. Because normally against a guy like Robinson, he'd hit from the right side. But he's been hitting just left-handed no matter what the pitcher. Sometimes in the switch hitting thing, you go along and you say to yourself, great, you know, I'm trying to hit right-handed and it's not going well no matter what. So let's just try it and just stick with one side of the plate. That's what he's done, the pitch. Outside corner, first strike, fastball at 87. It's 1-1. First and second, one out. We're in the top of the seventh inning, 10-2 Trenton. They scored two in the first. The three-run homer by Abatini in the third. Five-run fourth inning. Spikes countered with two in the bottom of the fifth. That's foul third base side. Clears the roof and out of play. It's now 1-2. Off day tomorrow. Frederick here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all 6:35 starts. Robinson looks in. The lefty works from the third base side of the hill. Middle infield, the double play depth. The pitch rolled on the ground. First base side. They're going to let it roll. Foul. That was the best shot they had, was to let it roll foul, and did. Ball and two strikes. Outfield straight away, but Jewell is shallow in left. Or check it, it's Hill that's shallow in left. Rocaforte a little bit deeper in center. Jewell now in right field in normal spot. Rosso waits, slight open stance, left-handed box. Robinson goes set and the 1-2. Lifted in the air, left field, slicing toward the line. Hill's over there, makes the catch near the line. Two gone, fires it back in. Two outs. That'll bring to the plate Jack O'Reilly. 2-for-4 in the game. RBI single in the first, flew to right in the third. RBI single then scored in the fourth, struck out looking in the fifth. 2-for-4 in this game. He is 3-for-9 in the series. First and second now with two outs. Robinson to the plate. That's a strike right down the heart. Started him out with a curveball that time. It's 0-1. On this 80-degree evening, the flags are barely moving in left center. Outfield straight away, normal depth all the way around. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Another curveball from Jackie. It's 0-2. Robinson works from the third base side, leans in. No shift in the infield. And the pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. turned on that 88-mile-per-hour fastball, but turned too soon. Caleb Hill will pick it up and flip it into the Trenton bullpen down the left field line. Still 0-2. Robinson goes set at the letters. 0-2. Hit high in the air, deep left field. Hill going back to the track. Reaches up, makes the catch. Inning is over. No runs. Two hits, two stranded. Seventh inning stretch time of the ballpark. 10-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Chick DiGaetano is finished for the night. The former Nittany Lion did a good job tonight. An inning and a third, two hits, no runs. Struck out two, did not walk a batter. Gives way to Anthony Potthoff, the 6'3", 205-pound right-hander out of Van Meter, Iowa. Did his pitching at Bradley University. He is 23 years of age. My good friend Brian Barnhart. His son did his pitching at Bradley University. He was a teammate of Potthoff. And Brian, of course, the play-by-play voice of Illinois football and basketball. So Anthony Potthoff into the game, the third pitcher of the night. And here's Cam Buford to lead it off. Buford followed by Knox Preston and Austin Ball. 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Buford tonight is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. That was back in the fifth inning. He's also struck out swinging and flown to right. Potthoff's first pitch of the night. That's on the ground to third. Gobbled up there by Jesse Fontepoa. Throws him out. One pitch, one out. The DH is Knox Preston, who's 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Walked in the fifth. Preston batting from the right side. 10-2, all that big damage, the Abatini home run, the three-run shot that went 384 feet back in the third inning, really is the one tonight that you feel like, I know they had the five-run fourth inning, but that was the sting right there. It made it 5-0 at the time. Here's the set by Potthoff and the 0-1 to Preston. It's on the ground to the right side, picked up by Batatapia. Throws to first in time. Two gone here for the Spikes in the seventh inning. That'll bring to the plate Austin Ball. The first baseman tonight is 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the second. Flew to left in the fourth. Walk with the bases loaded. The knock in a run back in the two-run fifth inning. And for Ball, that's 15 RBIs on the year. He came into the game third in the league and runs knocked in. And Potthoff delivers. That's fouled to the plate. Got somebody back there. Not sure which one of the two it got. They both seem fine. It's 0-1. As I mentioned, Potthoff pitched at Bradley. And again, my friend Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play voice of Illinois, his son pitched at Bradley. In fact, they were in the regional last year at Indiana State. 0-1 the count to Austin. Outfield straight away. A little deeper and left. Here's the set by Potthoff. And the pitch. Low and inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Went fastball that time. O'Reilly a little deeper left. He's just more comfortable coming in on a ball. Vogel, normal depth for him in center. Usually he's a couple of steps shallower than most center fielders. And DeRocher a little deeper and right. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. That was the changeup. It's 1-2. Two outs, bases clean. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. 10-2 Trenton. About it. The Spikes 14-7 on this Sunday night. Off day tomorrow. Then Frederick here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the seventh, and at the end of seven, 10-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Eighth inning, Jackie Robinson back to work in his second inning of work, and he'll face Anthony. Here's the pitch. And Abatini takes a strike. The McDonald strikeout guy. One and one the count. Abatini has defied everybody tonight. He has not struck out, and he fouled that one off. It's 1-2. Flew to center in the first, three-run homer, which to me is the biggest hit in this game. Made it 5-0. Sack fly to knock in a run in the fourth. Single knocked into. He's knocked in six runs tonight. And the pitch. Up high, 2-2. And a swing at him, a strike three got him. And yes, the McDonald strikeout guy comes through for the fans tonight. It may be 10-2, but they'll walk out of here knowing that tomorrow, when they make a purchase at a McDonald's beginning in the afternoon, they can then get a free Big Mac with their Spikes ticket. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountain Indy offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Hunter Durrell wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play his last time up. He is 1-for-4. Pitch by Robinson, wrapped on the ground to third, charged by Buford. Fires the first high, reeled in by Ball in time, two outs. That'll bring DeRocher to the plate. The former Spike having a decent night. He's been on base three times. Grounded out to third to end the opening inning. Reached on an error, stole a base in the third. Fielder's choice in the fourth. Singer to the left in the sixth. DeRocher now hitting 204 with his 1-for-4 night. And takes a ball outside and low, 1-0 the count. Started him out with a curveball that time. Hit a little deeper and left against him. The pitch. It's inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. No shift in the infield. They're playing it straight up all the way around. Straight away in the outfield. A little bit of a breeze now. Making the flag move. It's blowing straight out. It's 3-0 the count. Two outs, bases clean here in the top of the eighth inning. 10 runs, 14 hits, an error for Trenton. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Spikes. Up high, 4-pitch walk. So he's on base again, and Jesse Fontebboa, another former Spike, comes to the plate. Fontebboa is 1-for-4. Flew out to right in the second, fouled out to Buford at third in the third. Single to right in the fourth, and a fielder's choice to end the sixth inning. Neither team with this 10-2 advantage is going to be running, and that includes DeRocher at first, unless it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Swing and a miss. I think he may have foul-tipped it into the mid. It's 0-1. Fontebboa batting from the right side. Jesse played for the Spikes last year. Down low, good job by Manny to keep it in front of him. It's 1-1. 6:35, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Go to the box office, get your tickets in advance. That's in there for a strike, dropped at a curveball. It's 1-2. Frederick in town for 3 games. Spikes have had a lot of success against Frederick here at the ballpark this year. 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2. With fastball, ratcheted up to 89 that time. Spikes have due the bottom third of the order in the eighth inning. Norris, Hill, and Jackson. Lifted in the air, left center field. That's going to be extra bases. Goes right to the wall. Coming around third and scoring on the play will be DeRocher. It'll be an RBI double for Jesse Fontebboa. Left center field back where the nook used to be as Fontebboa gets the RBI and knocks in his third run with Trenton in the second half of the season. 11-2. 15 hits now for the Thunder tonight. They came into the league number 2 in hitting at 275 behind the Spikes, who were number 1 in the league at 278. Joaquin Moncke at the plate. 2-for-4 in this game. It's down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Flew to center in the second, doubled to right and scored in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the fifth, single to left in the seventh. All this damage done with two outs. It was two outs, bases empty, then a 4-pitch walk and a double. That's on the ground, a short pound on the big hop there near the bag. Throws in time, the inning is over. They get a run on a hit. They strand one. 7.5 down to the ballpark. 11-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Loplano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we work our way to the bottom of the eighth inning. Adam Bogosian takes over on the mound. Last time he pitched here was on the 13th of July. He went one inning, three hits, and one run in that game here at Mettler Field. Loplano Park struck out two, did not walk a batter. Bogosian making his sixth appearance in the second half. The difference between the first half and the second half, because that was the last game of the first half, is that Bogosian has not given up a run in the second half. 6 2/3, three hits, no runs, struck out five, walked one. But again, his only appearance on this mound was the last game of the first half, different lineup, and he struggled that night. Potthoff went one clean inning. Worked a 1-2-3 inning, and he struck out one. 3,468 here at the ballpark tonight. .386. There we go. And the pitch, it's fouled by Norris at the plate. Ground rule double for Norris in this game. Then struck out swinging in the fifth. He's one for two. 3,486 here tonight. And that pitch is in there for strike. It's 0-2. And that pitch on the ground to third. Fontaboa to his left. Fires to first. Big stretch over the bag in time. One out. Spikes have now drawn 72,685 on the season. 72,685 with three more games to go in this homestand. And here's Caleb Hill. Hill is 0 for 3. The pitch, that's on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. Eighth hit of the ball game for the Spikes. And the first one tonight for Caleb Hill. Manny Jackson's 1 for 3, struck out swinging in the third, singled the center, and scored a run in the fifth, flew to right in the sixth. Jackson bats from the left side. And the pitch. Eyed away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Middle infield, double play depth. Bogosian, the right-hander, looks in and delivers. On the ground, base hit right field. Hill to second, makes the turn. He wants third. Here's the throw to third by DeRocher. Not in time. It was close. Home plate umpire Steve Oakes was down there right on top of it. First and third now with one out. And Manny's 2 for 4 tonight. Rocaforte is 2 for 3 tonight. Walked in the first, single the left in the third. Fouled out to first due to row in the fifth, single the center in the sixth. Bogosian, 6'3", 210-pound right-hander out of Brooklyn, New York, that is pitching at Lafayette. And that pitch misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 21 years of age. He'll turn 22 at the end of this month. And delivers. Outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. First and third, one out. Spikes down 11-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning with one out. Will Jewell on deck. Say this, DeRocher flashed a pretty good arm in that play. That's down the right field line, slicing foul towards Sweet and out of play. Sweet must be protected at all costs. They're going to put an ice cream stand in any place. You must have security. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground, up the middle, near the bag, smothers it. And they'll get one, but the Spikes will score. It'll be an RBI for Austin Rocaforte on the fielder's choice. Two outs. Hill scores from third. Jackson out at second. And now it's 11-3. Good job by Rosso just to get two at that time to keep it from going into center field. He was able to get an out of it. Here's Will Jewell, infield in his last time up. He's 1-for-2. He's been on base twice. He reached on an error back in the fifth. With two outs, here's the pitch. In there for a strike to Jewell on the inside corner. 90 with the fastball. It's 0-1. Rocaforte out to his lead at first. For Rocaforte, by the way, his sixth RBI. On the outside corner for a strike. He went changeup that time. It's 0-2. Spikes now at 9 hits in this game. Bogosian to the plate. Way outside. Purpose pitch there. He wanted him to chase. Did not. 1-2 the count. Frederick here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Starting out with Walking Taco Tuesday, followed by Glizium Wine Wednesday. Inside as he backed him away, 2-2 the count. And then Dollar Beer Thursday. Every Thursday in the month of August, the Spikes are home. It's also Belfont Community Night, and I'll be working with Mr. Belfont, Joe Putnam. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him in the inning is over. Spikes do get a run. They do so on two hits. They strand one at the end of eight. 11-3 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Spikes find themselves down 11-3. Nick Palumbo will take over for Jackie Robinson. As Robinson went two innings, three hits, one run. It was earned. He struck out one. He walked one. Palumbo's been outstanding for the Spikes. Former Williamsport cross cutter has stepped in here, and he's been terrific. Making his seventh appearance, he's gone 5 2/3, four runs, only one earned. He has given up just two hits in the 5 2/3. He has struck out 7, walked 8, hit 2. No record with a 1.59 ERA. Last time out for Palumbo was against Mahoning Valley, and that was on Thursday. And in that game, he went an inning and a third, one hit, no runs. He struck out one, did not walk a batter. Last year at Williamsport, he was 1-1 in 12 appearances with a 3.71 ERA and a save. He's been even better with the Spikes with a 1.59 ERA. He will face 9-1-2, Ian Battaglia, followed by Ryan Vogel and Santino Rosso. Battaglia is 2-for-3 in the game. And the first pitch of the ninth. That's foul, first base side, lifted toward the fun deck and out of play. Takes a big bounce. 0-1 the count. Battaglia, 2-for-3 tonight. He is 2-for-7 in the series. As an infield hit, a stolen base, and a run scored. Single to right his last time. 0-1. Fouled over the roof to Porter Gardens and out of play. It's 0-2. 94 in the fastball from Nick that time. Palumbo. This year had 16 hits and 12 and a third. 8 strikeouts per 9 innings in college. Only a .225 batting average. And the pitch. Low and outside. Good purpose pitch there. See, that's the kind of purpose pitch you want. That was tantalizing. It was a tantalizing miss as opposed to some purpose pitches that are so far in the left-handed batter's box, the only purpose was just to throw it. 1-2 the count. And on its way. That's outside. Levels the count at 2-2. Battaglia wears the white batting helmet. Bats from the right side. 2-2 the count. Outfield straight away. Nothing shifting in the infield. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. 93-mile-per-hour fastball in the outer half of the plate. And that strikeout brought to you by good friends at Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our great team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Ryan Vogel is 1-for-3 at the plate. Walked and scored in the first, single to right in the third, and scored, hit by a pitch, scored in the fourth, struck out looking in the fifth, fouled out the ball at first base in the seventh. Screamer to the press box and down below and out of play. Scramble for the ball down below. 0-1 the count. Vogel waits in the right-handed box. And Palumbo deals. It's down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Palumbo's been good at setting up late relievers. I think the youngster in the Adley Rutschman jersey did not get the ball down below. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen as Vogel took a big hack at that one. It's 1-2. Nick Hohenstein will come out. He'll pick it up. Hohenstein, by the way, has been terrific for the Spikes. 6 games and a 1.88 ERA. He's 1-0. Ball and 2 strikes, 1 out, bases clean, top of the ninth, 11-3 Trenton. And Palumbo deals. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Fastball up in the zone at 93. Back-to-back strikeouts. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health, Fit for Play. They offer fitness rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. Santino Rosso at the plate. He's 1-for-4 tonight. Single to right, stole a base, scored in the first. Walked and scored in the third. Reached on an error and drives that one to center field. Rocaforte drifts back. Now backpedals, puts it away, and the inning is over. As usual, Palumbo works a 1-2-3 inning. And at the end of 8.5, 11-3 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ninth inning, and the left-hander Ethan Bradford will take over. As Bogosian did a good job. Adam Bogosian exits. And now it's going to be Ethan Bradford. 6'4", 200-pound left-hander out of Lawrence, Kansas. Did his pitching at the University of Kansas. Just turned 24 last month. Bradford 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. This is his sixth appearance. Six innings, three hits, one run. He has struck out eight, walked two, hit two. And he will face T.J. Pound, Cam Buford, and Knox Preston here in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Spikes down 11-3. Bogosian went an inning, two hits, one run. It was earned. First pitch, a strike. Pound tonight is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. That pitch is a strike, gets quickly 0-2 to Pound. Oh, 2. Missed the outside corner with that one. 1-2, the count on Pound. And the lefty delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. One gone for the Spikes in their half of the ninth inning. And here's Cam Buford, who's 1-for-4. Struck out swinging in the first, flew to right in the third. RBI single in the fifth, his 19th RBI to lead the league. And grounded out the third and the seventh. Off day tomorrow, and then Frederick here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Here's the first pitch to Buford. That's a strikeout or half. Starts about at 88. Oh, and won the count to Cam. The all-time home run leader, Grambling with 46. High chopper left side. Being charged, Fontebois, third baseman, throws. Gets him by a step. And two gone. Knox Preston's 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Walked in the fifth. And bounced out to Battaglia at second in the seventh. So they're down to their last out on this night. The Abatini three-run homer in the third inning really was the difference in this one. That really changed the dynamic of the game. It made it 5-0. Outside corner for strike, it's 0-1. Abatini drove in four tonight. Durow drove in three tonight. O'Reilly drove in two. That's 9 of the 11 runs driven in by three guys. 0-1 the count, and Bradford to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. They're down to the last strike. Bradford, the left-hander, works from the first base side of the mound. Glove right in front of his face. Preston steps out now, taps the plate. Bradford drops the glove down. The 0-2 fouled straight back by Preston. Still 0-2. Owenstein goes over to get the ball. Austin Ball started to, and Nick took charge. Still 0-2. Bradford looks to end it here on its way. On the ground, up the middle, into center field for a base hit. Preston gets his first hit of the ball game, 10th for the Spikes tonight. And still alive with Austin Ball at the plate. Ball's 0 for 3, but he's driven in a run. Struck out looking in the second. Flew to left in the fourth. Bases loaded, walked to knock in a run in the fifth, and he struck out swinging in the seventh. They shift on him. They'll take the shortstop, Rosso, several steps toward the bag at second. That pitch outside and low. A changeup missed that time. It's 1-0. Ball waits. That's a strike. Outer half right at the knees. 1-1 the count. Went fastball at 91 that time. They're not holding Preston out at first base with an 8-run lead. And the 1-1. Checked it. Did not go. No appeal. Now they will appeal. It doesn't matter anyway. 2-1 the count. That was your basic waste of time. 2-1 the count. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Spikes down to their last strike again on this Sunday night. Ball waits, left-handed box. Lefty Bradford deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the ball game is over. And Trenton and the Spikes end up getting a split. The Thunder win it tonight, 11-3. Post game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-3566. 1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes continue their homestand at Mettler Field at Leblano Park this week. The Frederick Keys will be the opponent for a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. It all starts with a walking taco Tuesday. Then it's a glizzy and wine Wednesday. And Thursday, the first 500 fans get an Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary celebration poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the Trenton Thunder get a split of this series as they win tonight 11-3. Spikes dominated last night, 1-9-3. Tonight it was Trenton's turn. So that's the way it worked out. 11 runs, 15 hits, an error. They left 9. Spikes had 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, left 12. The former Nittany Lion, Chick DiGattaio, gets the win. He's 1-2. Philip Bryant takes the loss. He's 0-3. Time of the game, 2 hours and 54 minutes before 3,486. The Spikes have now drawn 72,685 so far this season. Off day tomorrow, Trenton here tomorrow. Trenton here on Tuesday, Walking Taco Tuesday, Miller Lite and Coors Light Happy Hour. Wednesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, Line of Cooler Summer Shanty Happy Hour as well. And a Thirsty Thursday in the Eric Milton no-hitter celebration and poster giveaway on Dollar Beer Thursday. 6:35 for all three. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. You go to the box office or walk up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all 6:35 starts here at the ballpark. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.